See that man coming on, a woman or something?
Are you sure they hadn't been in the moonshine or the white lightning when you were doing this?
No, it don't be like that all the time. Some people said it really can see them.
I reserve judgment. I'm not sure.
That's right. Now, the only thing I ever heard, I know once me and my brother was traveling, we had been left one job. Well, we left the job wouldn't pay off. We left one Sunday evening, going to look for another job. We walked all Sunday night. We in the night, we got sleeping. We went in an old outside house, sleep. We lie down there. I'm very, hand not hand, going to sleep anywhere. I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I just laying down. He's going to sleep. Regular something hit up against the wall. It's like somebody took a broom or something and slapped the wall, whoom. I told him, you hear that? He says, I said, what is that? That's a Hank. I said, Mrs. Lee, man, I'm sleeping. Let's just take a nap. He ain't going to bother. Well, the water done that same thing. Made so much noise, it looked like a... It's like somebody hitting up that like a thunder rally, We got up and left that place.
I bet you did. Oh, my word.
We got up and left that place. Now, that's the only thing I ever heard of that kind. Now, I have walked and traveled up and down the road by myself late at night, and I have never seen them. But there's plenty of people say they really saw some big things, that look like a little bit of something, get along and get up there and look, get big as a mule, like a dog when the first thing, when he originally grew up and look like he's big as a mule.
Is that right?
And some people say they almost run themselves to death, But I was this way. I never saw anything to make me run. I'm going to try to make it out before I run. I wouldn't know what was scared.
You must be pretty brave then. I'm not sure I'd wait to see what it was.
I never was scared, I want to see what it is. See, can I make it out? I don't just want to run because I see something coming down the road. So what it is, I'm going to try to make it out before I do anything.
You're going to make sure that it really is.
Right.
Then you'll really...
That's why I always believe that I couldn't run. I know one night we go out and see a sick man. I think it's about 5 of us. Yeah, look at that, what's that? Everybody 12. Well, I just run with the crowd. Well, I don't think...
You mean you weren't going to just what?
I just run with the crowd. Well, I don't think there was no need of running because I didn't see nothing. They claimed they saw something, but I didn't see it. I'll be honest, I didn't see it. But I just run with the crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave me there.
Well, there's something about being with a bunch of people and having them all take off that makes you want to take off.
Yeah, take off too. That's right.
I understand that. Well, I'll decide later whether I think there really are any or not. But right now, I'm not too sure. You come outside in the morning, and the air is very, very snappy, You might say, ooh, it's...
chilly, cool, or something like that.
Or just say kind of cold or sort of cold?
Sort of cold this morning.
All right. If someone says, would you like to go? You might say, well, I'd not.
I'd rather not to go. It's too chilly for me this morning. Too cold for me. I'll just come flat and say, it's just too cold for me.
Okay. Someone comes to visit you. You might, a member of your family or something. How would you greet them? Would you ever say, I'm mighty glad to see you, or I'm proud to see you, or I'm very glad to see you? Do you use anything along that way?
Something like that. We actually invite them to come in. Well, come on in. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you come by. Stop by with us.
Okay.
Want to stay a day or two or something, or stay alone, or just ain't got time, you just done. We're glad to have you any time.
Good. Let me check something here. When having to keep two things going here can drive me a little berserk.